It's only a natural assessment that a championship club playing a club from League Two, although there's a local rivalry and everything goes with it, then everybody will deem that Blackburn Rovers are the favourites. We know that. I mean, we've had a history of that, and Gary knows that as well, and all credit to him. We've been on both sides. We've been heavy favourites. We've been underdogs. That's the nature of the game, and that's why everybody loves a cup competition. And to credit to Blackpool, Blackpool, people thought they'd lost their chance when they drew it home to Barnsley. They then went to Barnsley in the replay, and not even in normal time. They then went to extra time and won the game. And they deserve to win the game, because I've watched it back. They were very, very good on the night. They actually needed to try and pass the ball, and you know, they've got one or two good players, little bits of pace in their team. So all credit to them. And of course, you know, it throws up little ironies. Obviously, Gary coming back, having been at Blackburn Rovers for many years. That's the beauty of the game we're in. You're always going to get moments like that. For us, it's making sure that we're at our very best.
This weekend should be a special occasion for the club of Blackpool going to Blackburn, because it's, you know, David versus Goliath and that sort of story, and that's what we should be talking about. What it does is it ignites the romance of the cup for us. That's what we said. If Blackburn beat Blackpool, they're expected to beat us. Nobody says anything. So it's difficult. They've not really got that much to gain other than getting in the next round. For us, it's a story. If we can knock Blackburn out, it's a massive story, because then it means two championship clubs. So it's very much David versus Goliath, and one we're really looking forward to. And the sense of excitement around the training ground this week has been phenomenal from it. And they've got to go and show the spirit and the character that they've been doing the last couple of games, and having a right good go at it. And that's the only way that you enjoy these occasions.
What I do know is it'll be two good footballing teams going all out to win a game, to progress to the last 16, and then anything can happen in the cup, as we know. But to get to that right, we're going to have to play well, and we'll be full of respect for them, because obviously what they've did over the course of the season, and particularly in the last round. So as I said before, it's a great game to look forward to, it really is. And the fans that are there and come in, as always, get behind the team, because the players really appreciate when you're supporting them as you did. I mean, I think back to that Newcastle game, the atmosphere was second to none, and the fans played a huge part in that and helping the players, and that's always important.
You just need Barnsley recreated again, do you?
Yeah, very much so. Not a replay, not extra time. But no, we've got to go. And that night at Barnsley, you looked at what happened. We'd made two substitutions by half time, and then we lost another player, and all three of them were through injury. And whoever we put on the pitch, they rolled the sleeves up. They have a right good go at it. And, you know, we rode our luck, and you're going to have to do that. You can be clinical when we do get our opportunities, because you'll always get an opportunity. It's about taking them.
It doesn't feel like 6 years ago that this was a Premier League fixture at Ewood Park between these two teams. 27,500 was the attendance that day. It's a little bit sad, isn't it, that it's going to be nothing like that anymore, because of the stories and the backstories that have happened to both of these football clubs in those 6 years.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, you've mentioned there, obviously, 6 years ago, and it was a Premier League fixture. And what you've got to understand, and it goes back to my earlier point, that, you know, football can change very quickly. So from that 6 years, if people have been caught up and, you know, everything's not went away, and you know, negativity, whatever you want to call, what you do know is that if you can get back to it and get doing the right things and helping everybody, that can then be a realistic dream again. To do that, as I said before, it needs everybody pulling together in the one direction and a clear plan for moving forward. And if we can, then there's no doubt that we can return this wonderful club back to the heady days of where we all want to be.
I don't have anything to prove, because I know what I did. I know the amount of hours that I put in there. I know how much work was done. I know the support that I had from the staff, Craig Short, Tony Grant, John Keeley, Dermot Phillips. I don't have to prove a point to anybody there. I want the club to do well after this weekend. I'll still look out for them.